is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus has announced to his disciples his upcoming death. He will be leaving them. The disciples are troubled. Jesus comforts them. What was their and what is our comfort? There is given a fivefold comfort for our heart trouble. There is comfort in believing in the Lord Jesus. There is the comfort in the knowledge that the Father's house will be our eternal home. We have the comfort in what Jesus had done and is now doing to secure our welcome there. What a comfort to know that Jesus is coming to receive us to himself. We will ever be with Jesus. We are comforted and cheered by these precious words. Jesus told his disciples that they knew where he was going and they knew the way. One of the disciples, Thomas, said, We do not know where you are going and how can we know the way? It is to this that Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus, in these words, is drawing a picture. A way is literally a road, a traveled path. The Bible tells us that there are two paths. There is the broad way that leads to destruction and hell, and there is a narrow way that leads to life. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. The broad way is the way of delusion, sin, and error. Many are traveling on that broad way. We read in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, of the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. In Romans 3, verse 13, we read, they are all gone out of the way. Over against that broad way is the narrow path. When Jesus says that he is the way, he means that he is the blessed way to his Father and the Father's house of many mansions. A house has a picture. A house speaks of closeness, friendship, fellowship. Children living with their father and mother experiencing love and care and protection. Jesus declares that he is the way to this Father and to this heavenly home. The sinner cannot come to God, but God in the person of Jesus has come to sinners. Jesus is not merely the guide to show people the path they ought to walk. He is himself the path or the way to the Father. Notice, Jesus says, the way. That means he's the only way. It is not by human philosophies. It is not by works that we perform. Neither is it by other teachers or leaders. Jesus is the way because he is the Savior. The road to heaven is shut and barred for us human beings because of our sin. We turned our backs and we walked away from God. The road was closed. The path was shut. But God provided the way for us to come back to him and his house above. That way is his Son, Jesus. Jesus came down to our sinful existence. He suffered and died to save us and to give us life. This was the path that Jesus was on when he spoke to his disciples of the necessity of his coming death and having to leave them. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. He is the way because he is the truth. That means he is the true way, the sure way to the Father and to heaven, not a false way. He will not mislead us. Believing in Jesus, one will come to the Father. This is the truth. Adam believed the lie of Satan. Ever since, humans grope in darkness and error. Therefore, they are alienated from God and are in darkness. We read in Proverbs 4, verse 19, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Romans 3, verse 11 states that there is none that understands. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Today, many believe that there is no absolute truth. There are many different teachings, and they can teach us all kinds of things. But truth is not found in philosophies, but in a person. Jesus says, "I am the truth." Jesus reveals God and exposes man. Jesus says, "He who knows and sees me knows and sees also the Father." How is this? Because Jesus is God. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is one with the Father and the Spirit. The words that Jesus speaks were not merely his own words, but they were the words of the Father who dwells in Jesus. It is God the Father who does the wonderful works that Jesus performed. Jesus healed the sick, the lame, gave sight to the blind, raised the dead to life. It was God in his Son, Jesus, doing these physical miracles which point to spiritual blessings. Jesus saved. Lost in the lies of sin, we need Jesus, the truth. Jesus is the revelation of all the truth that is found in God because he is God. Jesus is the revelation of the truth of the Father and of heaven. Jesus is the revelation of the truth concerning ourselves as sinners. Jesus is the revelation of the only way of salvation, which is found in him. Only in Jesus can we be delivered from the lie and know the true way to the Father. So in Jesus' statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That means that he has life in himself because he is the Son of God. What is that life? It is eternal fellowship and friendship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is also the power and the source of life to us who were dead in sin. You see, we were separated from God. We were on the path that leads to death and hell. When Adam and Eve listened to the lie of the devil, they and all their children died. For Jesus did say, or God did say to them, "The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." They died spiritually. That meant that they had no love for the things of God. They were not concerned with the glory of God. They were dead to the heavenly life. Does that describe you? It describes every person apart from Jesus Christ. But Jesus is the life. Jesus is the one in whom everlasting life is found. Jesus is the one in whom life with God is restored. How is it restored? Jesus on the cross entered the path of death and overcame it. He laid down his life and he took it back up again. It is that life he now gives to all who believe on him. We read in John chapter 5, verse 24, that one who believes in Christ has passed from death into life. Unless Jesus returns first, we all face the last enemy called death. That is physical death. But the life that Jesus gives is spiritual life. That is, knowing God and His Son, Jesus Christ. We read in John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Jesus gives that life to us by His Holy Spirit. It is this that causes us to believe on Jesus. This is eternal life, life that is unending. Though our bodies undergo physical death by old age or sickness or by an accident, our souls continue to live. Jesus receives us into heaven. When our bodies are raised at Jesus' second coming, body and soul, we will live forever with Jesus. Jesus is God. Because He is the way and the truth, He is the life. He is life in Himself, and He is life to those who believe on Him. Is He your life? The Bible says there is no other way to the Father. No other way. There is simply no other way to come to the Father and to enter the heavenly house than by Jesus alone. There is one and only one road to the Father. There is only one path to heaven. Outside of Jesus, there is no way to the Father. Outside of Jesus, there is no salvation. He is the only Savior. Jesus makes that clear when He says, "No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." That is important to know. Many are promoting other roads for salvation and eternal life. Some believe in the path of good works that they perform. Others talk about their freedom of their own will to choose. They believe that they are saved then by their work. Others believe that the road to heaven is paved by being the best or kindest loving person they can. There are also many different religions and cults of the world promoting their gods. Can the world's other religions save? Sad to say, there are those who teach that there are many roads to heaven and life. That's called pluralism. Jesus, then, is said to be just one of the many ways to get to God and to heaven. Others can get there then by different routes. But that's not true. We read in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we may be saved than the name of Jesus. That truth is offensive to many, but it is the word of God. God cannot lie. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ crucified and risen again, His righteousness given to us. It's a narrow way, and few walk on it. But all who possess a true faith in Jesus come to the Father and are saved.